Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 BigSoftTitty.png. Wait, don't record yet.
I said, here we go. I said,
wait as quickly as I could.
Yeah, through the yawn that you've been saving up for exactly that moment.
You tell me a man who'd save up a yawn and I'll show you a demi.
You are addicted to making a fun little noise at the start of every record, aren't you?
I'm a mute.
I think there's a way I can easily argue with that. Oh man, this sucks.
To me.
Sometimes talking to you is like getting in an argument on Twitter. Just like someone being like, "No!" and just a clear falsehood, and you're like, "Well, how am I supposed to interact with this?"
That's my favorite thing to do on Twitter is someone be like, "You know, just having blind faith in the thing that you've just made up."
Yeah.
And then when people try to argue against it, you're like, "No, I mean, yeah, I do. Shoes are made out of mother skin.
Yeah,
it's the only way you can get them."
Yeah, shoes come from mothers. A guy got really annoyed at me recently because New Zealand got rid of all their coronavirus cases and I made fun of them for being a tiny little gumdrop country. Fucking put them all down.
Yeah.
But yeah, a guy got really annoyed at me for calling it a little toy town country and started tweeting pictures of maps at me. And I was like, pictures of maps of New Zealand being like, it's actually this big. And I was like, okay, cool. Clearly you've doctored that map
because that is not
the size of New Zealand.
Listen, I measured this map and it's 3 inches across on my computer screen. So what do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
You ding dong.
Okay, great. Thanks for sending me this one-to-one picture of New Zealand. I'm now going to squinch it between my fingers.
Oh, no.
Because it's so tiny and I'm going to irreparably harm all of its inhabitants.
Yeah, friends.
Oh, they'll be fine, I'm sure. They're a very springy little people.
Are they?
They're like Smurfs. They can undergo any kind of physical harm. You know?
How much do you actually know about the Smurfs?
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, let's go through this.
Gargamel.
Gargamel is the enemy of the Smurfs. The Smurfs...
Quite a thinking anti-Semitic symbol in a lot of ways.
Yes, and the Smurfs themselves have three types of Smurf you can be. You can be regular Smurf, you can be regular Smurf but old, or you can be Lady Smurf.
Oh, you actually can't be Lady Smurf because she is.
Yeah, right.
So you can't be. Mm. You can't actually be regular Smurf at all. Red Hat Smurf.
Well, you can be.
He was like, it was actually a choice. I got older and the hat just went like this. And they were like, really? Because we found these red socks in the laundry basket.
We found this right next to our big hat washer.
I was like, yeah, but I didn't even wash my hat, so.
Found these bright red underpants that I think I can see the top of your thong poking out of your little Smurf pants there.
And what's more, it's not even a hat. This is my new scalp, and I'll thank you not to harp on about it.
The Smurfs, okay, first off, in French they are called, and I know I've brought this up before, but Les Schtroumpfs.
Yes.
Which is good. They have that enemy. There is one Queen Smurf, which all the others serve. They deliver...
But Tom, what about time?
Well, time is not the enemy of the Smurf. Time is merely a gateway to old Smurf. And also to the rarest kind of Smurf, dead Smurf. Yes.
Very rare, actually.
One of the coldest forms of Smurf. Right next to Ice Smurf in terms of cold.
Incredibly hard to find.
What happened?
I don't know, man.
You got like a Good Place Australian accent for a second there.
It's incredibly hard to find.
Goodness gracious.
I love hearing people do their best at an Australian accent.
Oh, I'll come out here and say that I don't care for it, but it's always fascinating hearing them give it a crack.
Yeah.
Americans trying out our accent is like, oh, this is the first time you've ever considered us, which I understand, you know, hearing any American speak and then attempt an Aussie accent is like, oh, we do sound ridiculous. I understand
stupid,
that.
But you don't sound stupid in the way that we do, which makes you sound like a psycho.
Yeah, you just sound like an American that's been like sped up, kind of.
Sound like an American that got kicked in the jaw.
Yeah. The thing that always gets me, we were watching a movie recently and one of the characters was Australian and it was like, it was a real
which
moment
movie were
that
we
just
watching?
Made me recoil. Fuck, you know what it was?
What?
In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there's a New Zealand character who's played by a New Zealand woman. But I think there was another one recently where an Australian woman.
She's a stunt double.
Yes,
woman.
Where an Australian woman was in. And it was just such a weird moment hearing all these regular voices.
Yeah.
You know, which is on TV. You're like, oh, that's what a person sounds like.
Yes.
And then suddenly there's one of us fucking clown car people being like, oh, g'day, I'm on a big rectangle.
Yeah, we hear our voices literally every day, but we never hear them in the dream screen. Square.
No,
and
it's crazy.
And as soon as you hear them in the dream box, it doesn't come out as anything that should be in a lot of ways.
Weirdly, what happens when you put an Australian accent through a TV? What comes out is Josh Thomas's voice. So that's why he sounds like that.
Wanted. Oh, please like me.
I really like that show.
Good, thank you for liking me.
I wonder whether I've ever met him.
Cool.
Yeah. It's just one of Demi's wondering moments. And how does she know what she does and what she doesn't do?
How many things do you think you remember just from your life? Because I would put it in the low single percents.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You frequently ask me how old you are.
I think I've got that down now.
Okay, how old are you?
27.
You're not 27.
Because I am.
No, you're not.
1993, it's 2020. Oh, no. Oh, it hasn't been October.
Okay.
Oh, piss.
Oh, man.
Oh, pissing fart.
God bless you for taking a swing on it, though.
I
you
really,
you brought too. The back all the way, bat all the way back.
Yeah. I thought it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite a shame.
And you were well-placed to be confident because, again, what you were trying to guess was your own age, something you've been there for the whole time.
Yeah. So it's Christmas in July.
Mm.
It's Christmas in July right now, and what a time we're all having, huh?
Yeah, this is our big warm-up, 5 months away from the real Crimbin. When the snow comes down and Santa rides his reindeer from house to house giving out boxes.
Where did Crin in July come from?
I think just regular Christmas, but then plus 7. Or, and this is interesting, minus 5.
Yeah, Christmas minus 5. Christmas times 2 minus 5 is how old Christmas can be if you want to fuck it.
Yeah, that's how you've got to work out if it's okay if you're fucking your Christmas present.
Yeah. Or just Christmas.
That was of it. What is that formula? Because I remember someone saying that to me in high school and me being like, man, that doesn't seem like if you need the formula to tell you you're wrong, you're already on
it's
the wrong
like
side of things.
Half your age plus 2, I think.
I think it should be. I don't think it can be half your age plus 2, Demi.
Let me check.
Because that would mean that I is a 30-year-old. It can't be twice your age plus 2 either.
I think it's half your...
Okay, so what you're saying...
I think it's your age minus half your age.
So by that, you think
Don't tell them. Don't tell them I got it wrong.
No, this is a good thing. It's good not to know this off by heart.
Half your age...
Okay,
plus
no.
7. It's
okay.
Half your age plus 7.
I was going to say, maybe we could reverse engineer it by trying to figure out what relationships are okay and then working back from that.
What relationships
so maybe,
are okay?
I think
being
it's okay.
Being the exact same age.
Being the exact same age
is
good.
Is the only one.
Yep. So if you're 25, you can date a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Or If you're a creep, you can date a 24 and a half year old.
If you're 25, you can date 2 5-year-olds.
Mm, okay. That's so you're just kind of going off the numbers of it, huh?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about you. You're such a maths head. You look at the number 25 and you're like, wait a second, let's break this down. And you go into this beautiful mind palace, the number's swirling in front of you. And you're like, wait, I identify a 2 and a 5 that make up that number.
Mm.
And then you blow my mind by being like, but there's also 25 ones.
There is 25 ones. If you have 25 of something, you also have 1 of 25 thing. So,
so there you go.
The half your age plus 7 rule. That a person should never date someone under half their age plus 7 is a rule of thumb. Sometimes
plus 7 what? That's very important.
What?
Plus 7 what? Months?
People.
Ah, phew. So it's okay to date someone who's half your age as long as you're being watched by seven people.
As long as you're dating also 7 other people.
Yeah, right. This is a poly rule.
It's here's also a poly rule.
Mm.
And then imagine that I show you my my ruler.
Mm.
And the ruler has a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and the boyfriend is just is playing PlayStation, and the girlfriend and the ruler they're fucking each other.
Yeah,
they're both rulers, probably.
That's cool.
Or a pencil. The boyfriend is a eraser.
Do you think that people in poly relationships game more than people in the other relationship? Our relationship.
We game a lot.
Yeah. It's pretty great, isn't it?
Sorry. I was introducing my new character. We game a lot.
Okay.
And he's very short and he's a knight.
Okay. Oh, the knights of game a lot. And they're all sitting around their round table. They've got the laptops out for the LAN party.
Yeah, one of them sticky taped to the roof because it's a funny LAN party joke that people used to like to do. Someone had to be sticky taped to the roof.
Yes, I love that gamer humor.
It's so funny.
The cake is a lie.
I don't actually get that.
Oh, you got to play Portal, baby.
I don't think I will.
It actually is a really good game. The tragedy of it is-
Are we talking about The Incredibles? Are we talking about The Incredibles 2?
Damn. You got me up against a wall here. Yeah. I guess we're talking about The Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look out. It's not a wall anymore. Jack's here.
Hey, that was one of the great things about The Incredicoaster is that you got to enjoy an immersive story featuring Jack and also watch your friend Dave Harmon try not to throw up on the twisty bits.
That was really good, actually, watching Dave Harmon try not to throw up because he had already thrown up on the Ferris wheel and I was just thinking, hey, dude, this isn't even a Ferris wheel. And I think if you're throwing up on the Ferris wheel, showing us that one single noodle I'm assuming you had for breakfast because, you know, the other half of the noodle is in his dog bride's mouth.
Yes.
Then I think maybe the Incredicoaster ain't one for you, huh, buddy?
It was great how confident he was that he was going to be the roller coaster guy right up until he got on something that wasn't even a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And also we were dragging Hum along, who we found out...
Hum along.
But Hum, Michael Hing's girlfriend, was
all right,
so
she's also
allergic...
just Hum.
I know, but I'm building it into the rich tapestry of the show, you know?
This is an impression of her. No!
That's good. Can I also do an impression of her?
Yeah.
It's cancelled!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fair!
Hey, I'm chill! I'm relaxing! I am peeking the fuck out.
30! That's my age!
I don't want to be old! I'm wrinkly!
But also it's great to be old, and I am owning it!
She... hated every single thing that even approximated a ride. Like she,
I was
hated,
a forceps delivery.
She hated the teacup so much. Yeah, they had to get in there, grab her, pull her out.
They did.
Mm. I didn't know that. Is a forceps delivery when like you come
they
out the clit
fucking,
or something? What's the deal with
they
that?
They grab your nog and they pull you out by that.
Whoa!
With like a big lobster claw that they invented in Impossible.
They use like the same technology they use to get plush toys out of those big machines.
They actually put your mum's pussy in a skill tester, upside down, and then the doctor who's been training and saving up his $2 coins. Just has a go.
Going to the hospital bursary to get more $2 coins because you need to get this baby out. And last time the claw was just really weak, so it just kind of stroked the head.
Yeah.
It pushed the baby back in. That undid all the progress we had.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, try crowning again. I'm off to get some more tokens.
And then just as I'm doing it, just bump the side. Tilt, tilt, tilt.
That's the lady saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we've got a name for the kid.
Yeah.
You know what would be embarrassing?
Why were you named Tom?
Bit personal. What do you mean, Demi?
Why?
You know, I'm not sure. I think they just thought it was a name that hadn't been used for a while.
Tom?
Yeah. Because it's not... And the important thing is that they named me Tom. Yeah, not Thomas. On my birth certificate and all official stuff, my name is Tom. Mm. While also giving me the name that is had by, it seems like, every single white man. Mm.
On my birth certificate, it's a full adult nude drawing of me. I guess.
They guess. They're like, oh.
It's perfect.
I feel something
too.
Coming through.
Yeah.
Finally, my muse. Your signature is incredibly graphic. Yeah, let me just put the old John Hancock on here, just drawing you getting fucked by a Ninja Turtle. Having to get the shading right so the bank won't bounce the check.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God, we've been here forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I started the cross-hatching.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want me to stop?
I have to
it's
make
not
gonna
this. Not going to go through.
Okay, so right now it's a cheeky smile. It needs to be a roguish smile
on
Michelangelo. So unless that happens, we're not going to be able to get this.
Okay,
$3.
And that's clearly a smolder. So what? So do you want to stop talking while I'm writing my signature?
Okay, because I have to do a lot of this. So maybe we can just back off until I get this hero and a half shell into my full pussy.
Why is it already full?
There's another turtle
there's
in there.
Smarties in there. So you were, they were just like, let's call you Tom. You, there's no reason? Your parents didn't tell you that there was a reason?
Should I ask? Maybe I'll call now and ask.
You want to call?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I think I know my reason.
Mm, why? Because they knew you'd be half a person?
No, it was because when I came out, I said my full name. I said it with a very deep voice.
How great would it be if we found out that I'm called Tom because as I came out, I kind of did that thing where, you know, when you put your finger in your mouth and you flip it? Yeah.
That one.
It did that, but it said Tom. Like, Tom. That was the sound of my forehead catching on my mum's labia.
Fuck Tom. That. Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to call my mum, see if...
It's a taut labia, though, too.
Thank you. She's been keeping it nice.
You going to put her on Fika?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for not making fun of me for saying Fika. It's an accident.
Calling.
Hello.
Oh, message. I'll call my dad.
Sounded like she just said hello.
No. That would. If she'd actually picked up, there would have been a few seconds of...
Ernie.
Yeah.
Now, we won't be having any of that. Ernie. This is how she disciplines the dogs.
Oh. Hello, David. I was just wondering for the podcast if there was a reason behind me being named Tom.
I could spell it.
All right, yeah, good enough for me.
Perfect. Thank you, David.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Bye.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Congratulations to my dunce parents for finding a three-letter name that they could use. I'm so glad that I'm not John. Imagine me being stuck with a John Arbuckle name.
Wait, like...
Just the J-O-N?
Whoa. Oh, J-O-N is like a real yucky way to spell John.
Mm. It feels naked without the H.
Yeah. Oh, man, you know what? You know what I met?
What? What did you meet?
One time I met... I met a person one time.
Great.
At the top of a set of stairs.
Really?
A set of stairs.
That's good.
I met them. And they told me that then, and it was after a show, and they said.
Is this like what listening to country music feels like? Oh, I'm getting a call back from my mum. Here, I'll just. Hello.
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 Did you phone me twice in one day?
I did. No, I was just asking for the podcast if there was a reason why I'm called Tom.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Juliet.
Okay. Lots of love. Goodbye.
Lots of love. Bye. Oh my god. All right, let's get back to your fucking
what was my shit?
You met someone at the crossroads and challenged you to a fiddle off or whatever.
Yeah, they did, and we fiddled, and it was
No, so what happened? You met someone at the top of a flight of stairs.
It's not, and I was trying to think of a way to lie and make it an interesting story, but it's just that
you
one
got trapped
time
into a boring story.
Yeah, one time I met a lad called Jean-Luc. And I was like Picard, and he was like, yep. And then we had a photo, and when I left, I went away.
That's nice, though, because also we know a comedian, Jean-Luc Roberts, who has the British version of that name.
Yeah, Jean-Luc.
Yeah.
Not Raw.
Mm.
Not the one where you swallow the John.
Yeah.
Swallow the John.
Jean-Luc
swallow
Picard.
Swallow the John to summon me. You know
is
what?
That cum talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You must swallow the John.
Swallow the John.
You are a proud sex worker. Swallow the John.
But is it names are like, if you think about it, are you ready for some fucking Tumblr ass shit?
Yeah, can't
Are you
wait.
Ready for a fucking future or past Tumblr post?
Yeah.
People's first names are just a really simple summoning spell.
Right? Okay.
Sorry. They're people's first names. If you say them loud enough, it's a short radius summoning spell.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that fucking great? Won't I get so many notes on Tumblr.com?
Yes, yes, miss, yes. Yeah, congratulations to Demi for coming up with the original thought. Names are just a summoning spell.
Yeah, it's a fun original thought by me, Demi Lardner.
Yeah.
I gardened today.
Yeah,
really
you
like
did.
How the plants look. Some mystery plants that I think are seeds on the wind that I have transplanted into other pots to see what they do.
Mm.
It's fun.
Well, maybe we'll find out what's happening with them after this break.
Ah. That was me trying to agree.
Oh, man, you reached for yes and you found it.
Ah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, so you've been gardening today. We went to the garden shop.
Yes.
Walked around there. I looked at some bonsai shears and then decided since I don't have a bonsai, they'd probably be a speculative purchase at best.
Snippy dippies.
It would be great to, you know that if I ran into a tiny tree trying to hold me up, though, I'd be able to cut it down to size.
True. Mm. What size?
Very, very small.
Very little.
XXS. It's a size zero, honey. It's so skinny.
One time I had the worst stepdad I ever had.
Okay.
Let's call him.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What? Oh, this is fun. Let's call. Oh, what could his net? Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, so when Whoopi Goldberg was
Whoopi
your stepdad?
Goldberg, my stepdad.
No relation.
He was like, oh, you just do some gardening. I'll give you like a $5.
Yeah.
And I was in the front yard. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, just pull out all the weeds. And I was like, well, like almost everything here is weeds. And that was true. Yeah. There were very clear plants. And I was like, so I'll pull out all the stuff that is weeds.
Yeah.
And then just like in the shitty garden.
Yes.
It was just like, there's this plant and I was like ripping at it. And I was like, oh, why is it so hard to get out? And I finally pulled it out and it had huge roots. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I got that crazy weed out of the garden.
Yeah, like, crazy weed out of the garden.
And I was like, whoopee, take a break from the view. Look at this, whoopee. Mm. And he said, oh, that was a 10-year-old bonsai. And I was like, hey, dude, not my fault.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck, though?
Oh, my goodness.
In your shitty front garden, and then you're like, hey, kid, go wild. Rip out anything you can get your mitts on.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait, I forgot the very valuable lifeblood of my soul.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead and rip anything you want out here. But just so you know, the most challenging rip I will also reveal is betrayal to me in the greatest form.
It may as well be an artery for my blood. This is also the same stepdad that one time at his landscaping job at this, like, huge ranch.
Oh, wow. So he was a landscaper and he made me
do the weeding.
Oh boy.
And this is the same stepdad that one day there was a shell pool in the backyard and I was like, what is that for? And he was like gestured across the yard and he'd brought home a tortoise. And like, imagine it, like, imagine maybe in like kilos.
Yeah.
How big are you imagining the tortoise is? Because he's brought it home from, like, there was this huge ranch that he would, like, garden at.
Yeah, right.
And there were, like, little rivers and ponds around.
Right.
So how big are you thinking this tortoise is?
My default for tortoise is, like, maybe, like, a five... It's like a dollar bill size.
Oh, a dollar bill size.
Yeah, it's like a small saucer.
So like how when you go to the pet shop, there are really little ones, and then there's like, you know, sometimes like the dad tortoise or turtle is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the mother turtle, you know, 2020.
Either one.
It's 2019, honey.
Now
turtles can be mums.
Now imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine. All right. Can I find something around the room that other people can relate to?
Maybe a. What about a? Since we've got the saucer out there, how about a plate of some kind or a platter, or maybe
all right,
on a scale from PS2 to original Xbox.
Okay, and we're just gonna have to scale up how big you think this tortoise was.
Okay,
so imagine, all right, let's do it in loaves of bread.
Okay cool.
So imagine you've got a base of 6 loaves of bread.
Sure.
Right? And that's the bottom of that's like the width of the shell, right?
All
right.
Already this is too much tortoise.
And then it's about 2.5 bread loaves high.
Was this a fucking Galapagos tortoise? What the fuck was happening?
This is what I'm fucking wondering. First of all, why did he bring it home? You know what? I should actually call my mum and ask about that fucking tortoise.
Yeah, sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I actually ask her? Because I want to, it's true and I want everybody to know that it's true. Come on, mummy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I've got a question.
Let me turn this CV down.
All right.
Yes, what's your question?
Do you remember when Kevin brought home a tortoise from his gardening job?
No.
We were living on Milne Road, on that corner of Sleep and Milne Road, and he put a shell pool in the backyard and brought a tortoise home. And it tried to bite me, and then it ran away.
No, I don't recall that at all.
You don't fucking remember this?
No.
Is Nikita there?
No, she's not.
Fuck's sake.
She would have been too young.
Right, but like, who else is going to remember this tortoise? I'm going to have to ask Leah. You're going to ring Kevin?
Yeah.
All right. When can you get back to me about this tortoise situation?
I'll do it right now. I'll ring him now.
All right. And then call me back?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I swear to fucking God, he brought a tortoise home from his job.
That's so funny. And then the tortoise ran away?
Yeah.
Because that seems like something that it's not designed to do.
It's like a fucking punchline for a thing. But it did run away because it was dangerous and it kept trying to, it would like, you know how sometimes tortoises get like...
What, it would chase you around the yard?
They get
what
a burst of speed sometimes.
No, I don't know that. See,
sometimes they just get like a burst of speed and they'll just sort of, they'll like clomp their way over to you. And I fucking hated this fucking tortoise. So open because it was like run after me. So and it was mad at the cats and shit.
You manufactured a way for the tortoise to run away.
I didn't tell it to and I didn't make it.
But you left an escape route open for this tortoise.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know, if the wolf gets in the house, are you going to just live with it and not leave a place for it to run?
If the wolf moved at a rate of about an inch an hour, I reckon I'd be able to evade the wolf.
You have a cartoon understanding of how tortoises are, my man.
Yeah, because cartoons are correct about them. They are a classically slow animal.
That is not true.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to fucking flip shit if she calls back and says Kevin did not bring home a tortoise.
I can't believe you're being gaslit into not.
I can't believe this either because I fucking remember very well. If Mum says that she doesn't remember this, and well, she did, but if Kevin says I didn't do that, I'm going to have to call Leah because I know that this happened. I remember being chased by the fucking tortoise.
Do you see any holes in the story you're presenting where you, a child, are chased around a yard by a tortoise?
Sometimes they present a burst of speed.
When they're like, you know, presented in fiction or in the imagination. Now I'm gaslighting too.
That sucks. All right. I hope she calls back soon.
All right. Do you want to call Leah in the interim?
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, because then Mum might call back.
No, oh, you'll be able to get her.
Yeah, all right. Let me call Leah. All right. Oh, hello. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very well. I want to have a chat when you have time, but right now I have a question for you for the podcast.
Okay.
Do you remember, and if you don't remember this, I'm going to, like, shit my pants because I swear to God. Do you remember when we lived at the corner of Sleep and Milne Road?
Yeah.
And you lived in, like, the granny flat, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember Kevin one day bringing home a fucking tortoise?
I feel like that happened.
It did, didn't it?
I feel like that happened, yeah.
He put a shell pool in the backyard and brought home...
Yes,
right? Yes. And it was...
All right, Demi, let Leah speak because you're feeding her information.
Okay, now, and do you... and. Do you remember what happened to the tortoise in the end?
Oh, did, like, a stray animal or something eat it? Or...
From my memory, this is what I remember. Because, like, it's... I remember turning up...
Can we have Leah it. Just describe what right. living with the tortoise was like?
Well, because she Demi,
Leah,
do you remember anything
Leah,
about...
Demi has described this tortoise as being a threat that would chase her around the yard. Yeah, Demi's in a role classically occupied by like a strawberry or a lettuce leaf.
Oh my god, I do definitely remember it being the shell pool, and I do definitely remember it like sometimes like being allowed out of the shell pool. I don't know if it was like by itself or we took it out.
Yeah.
And it was pretty big. But no, I don't, what did happen to it? Do you remember what happened to it?
I remember it not being there one day because I was very scared of it and I hated it and I left the gate open because I hated it so much.
Quite possibly. And Mum wasn't really she's not great at looking after pets.
Hey, dude, so. I just called Mum. She has absolutely no memory of this fucking tortoise.
I definitely remember the shell. Like, as soon as you were talking about the shell, like, I was like, yeah, vaguely. And then when you said the shell pool, I was like, yes, definitely. Now I really remember.
And it was
because
huge.
I definitely remember the image and the memory of how the I can't even say what it's called. A tortoise.
Leah, can you remember how big the tortoise was?
Turtle-like animal.
Yeah,
how you say it.
Like, but it was like, do you remember? Because actually, I might be remembering it bigger because I was very little.
You would have been small.
But do you reckon, like in bread loaves, how big do you remember it being?
I feel like it was probably no bigger than the size of a dinner plate.
Okay, that's still really big.
No bigger than though. It definitely wasn't bigger than. Like it was
So it was like 30 centimeters.
Yeah, I'd say about that.
It was like 30 centimeters angry.
Because Demi was describing like a Galapagos tortoise.
To me, that's what it's that's what it remembers.
Demi was describing like
a little bit of hyperbole going on there, perhaps.
Yeah, I think because I think I'm imagining how big it would be, like in comparison to my body now.
Yeah,
I'm remembering.
I mean,
I was,
how old would you have been then? Like if I was
like 8. Maybe
yeah,
7.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been old, so it probably felt like that, but I just feel like it was just a normal old, like, not very threatening.
You fucking piece of shit.
So, I don't feel like it was like some psycho that was like running at you or anything.
Well, I was very scared, so I believe that it had cruel intentions. I also I called mum before and she was like, no, that didn't happen. So she has now called Kevin to find out whether he.
Oh my god, has she?
Yeah, I was like, you don't fucking remember this. She was like, well, I'll just call Kevin and find out.
Yeah, I
want
to know what happened to it. I definitely don't remember what happened to it.
Yeah, from memory to me, it ran away, but maybe it was just like he took it back to the river because I was like, hey, I fucking hate this weird hard fish.
That could have happened. I feel like that's probably the more likely, just, you know, thing.
Really quickly, though, why the fuck did he bring it home?
Man, he was probably doing some sort of gardening job or something and someone gave him a turtle. I'm just making that up, but that's...
No, that's what I remember was that he worked at that weird big ranch. That, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like he did like I know he did gardening stuff, so I just feel like maybe someone gave him a one.
All right.
And he's like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Let's put it in
a
pool.
Okay.
No, I do remember a turtle in a kid paddling pool, but I don't remember any other details. I don't remember how it left our
our lives. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the
good luck on finding out the finer details.
Thank you. Maybe we can track down the tortoise. I'll maybe talk to you tomorrow if you've got time.
All right, sounds good.
All right, love you, bye.
Bye, love you, bye.
All right, and I think Mum has tried to call back.
Okay, so we're going to call yet another.
Oh, I've had, all right, I don't know whether she...
Have you got a missed call from her?
No, I felt a vibration though. So there was a tortoise.
There was a tortoise. Now... As per the size of the tortoise,
because
you were asserting something that was 6 bread loaves just as a base. So that was about, like, I would say a meter long.
No. 6 bread loaves, like, if you had 3 bread loaves and then 3 bread loaves.
Right.
Like, as a base. So, like... 3 of them long ways together, and then on the bottom of that, 3 of them long ways together. So I'm only making it maybe twice as big as it actually was.
So you were thinking of it as like a, not a vinyl record, something bigger than that, but what's like a go-to measurement? You were thinking like not a Labrador-sized turtle, but like a pit bull-sized turtle.
Yeah, sort of. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Well, initially he was like, oh, it's like, He goes, you know, if you hadn't have mentioned it, I would have said no.
If we hadn't have mentioned it, he wouldn't have said anything, first of all.
Exactly them words. He said something like, he said, he says, now that you've mentioned it, he said it's sort of like a vague memory of it as well. And as I was talking to him about it, it was sort of a vague memory as well. I can't remember exactly. It's just, I don't know whether it's because you planted it in my head that I'm thinking it did happen. So I think you better call Leah.
I did call Leah and she remembers.
She did remember?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so she, Tom, just leave it alone. It's fine. The sound is going to come through. She did remember. The only thing that I had exaggerated was the size because I was so small, but she was like, yeah, it was about the size of a dinner plate.
Right, and he reckons it was while he was working at the university gardening.
Yeah.
Because it would have come up from the river and that would be about that time.
And then he just decided, let's bring it home and have it chase Demi around the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Again.
Now it is coming back to me.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's weird.
But also, Tom doesn't think that turtles or tortoises can show a great burst of speed. Would you correct him on that, please?
Oh, they can definitely show a great burst of speed.
Yeah, bitch!
They used to get the little one out and it used to take off on the floor. Remember the one that you had?
Yeah, like a grey little yucky Roomba, yeah.
Yeah, and it used to set off, and we used to get scared because it'd go under the furniture.
Yeah.
I know I think he's probably thinking more of a tortoise.
Yeah, it was a tortoise because I remember its shell came up really high. But like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, they can do it. They're a bit shifty.
All right, thank you. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Did I tell you what my name is in the show?
What's your name in the show?
What show is this?
Oh, Mum's doing a play in Mildura.
Oh, cool.
Sorry, by the way, you're on the podcast.
Oh, that's okay. So that was my nickname in Adelaide, Nobby.
Yeah, which was short for Knobhead.
Yeah, and I'm also playing a guard.
A guard? Oh, guard, fuck, like a prison guard.
Yeah, a guard called Nobby.
So really it wasn't on merit, it was just that you knew more about the character than anybody else?
Well, I said that to them. As soon as they said it, I said, my nickname's Nobby and blah, and then they went, when we auditioned, they rang up and said, well, what part did you want? And I went, Nobby, and I went, that's what you've got.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
So, all right.
What are you watching on TV, by the way?
I'm watching Big Brother when it comes on.
Okay.
Because I'm a nerd. I love things that real life stuff.
Reality TV.
Very nerdy.
I'm not gonna think of a bloody word.
All right. Have a good night then.
I have something to tell you.
You'll never get it off.
I can't remember. I've got to write it down when I remember it again. It was something about when you were a kid, but I can't fucking remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, David.
You fucking twat.
Cunt.
All right.
Snip, snip on those two calls, but.
Oh, absolutely. There was ever so much. Okay. Yeah, it's almost like they're not broadcast professionals like you or I. Yeah. So we've ended up with, there was a tortoise.
Yes.
It was.
Rather big.
It was.
And I was little.
Yeah.
And it would run.
I think it being big relative to you, which you are a small person now. When you were 8 years old, you were roughly the size of, I don't know, a large leaf or some such.
Yeah. But a really big leaf.
For sure. And I'm just getting
half
it up.
Half a chair, maybe?
Come on. Now you're just dealing in falsehoods.
Chair leg.
Yeah, right. Chair leg. What I've got up here, Demi, is a Guinness World Records attempt for fastest tortoise.
Okay.
So you can tell me if you would be scared this coming at you.
Yeah, that's fucking scary, dude. Okay. Look at it.
So it's approaching at basically a leisurely stroll for
it's
anyone
scary.
Else. I don't know that it's scary, Demi.
Well, that's also smaller than a dinner plate, that tortoise.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That is a dinner plate. Look
no,
at
it's
it being
not.
Held. That's a dinner plate.
No, it's not.
That's a dinner plate. Imagine this person
first of all, it's a tortoise,
holding this
and it's
that way.
No. That's like a paper plate that you have at a barbecue.
No, that is the size of a dinner plate.
No.
Also, those paper plates are the size of a dinner plate.
No, they're not. They're smaller.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
I'll go out and fucking buy some paper plates.
Okay, great. Well, you're just contributing to the waste that is laying a waste to our planet,
no,
so maybe think
make,
twice
I'm
about that.
I'm going to make a funny mask.
Okay, and now I'm back into it because I love funny masks.
Yeah, I love funny masks.
Have you ever watched one of those wonderful Commedia dell'arte performances? Ah, yes, the funny masks on display.
I want to puke.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Well, that was an illuminating discussion.
There was a tortoise once.
There was a tortoise once is what we can all agree on. Yeah. And you, and this is like the important thing, is that you have the inside information that you left the gate open so it could, in quotes, run away.
It was nasty. Would nip my shoes.
Oh, no.
It's nasty. They got a quite mouth. They got a quite strong mouth.
They got a beak on them.
Yeah.
But couldn't you evade that by being, like, just above, you know, like 3 inches off the ground?
I don't think that I should. Hey, shut up. And I don't think that I should have to avoid the tortoise.
Listen, you were 8 years old. You made the call that you thought was best.
Yeah. I didn't have a role model.
Yeah, listening to your mum be like, oh, I don't know, I don't remember all that. Mm. I was like, oh, yeah, but you are an alcoholic, aren't you?
So.
Yeah.
Golly, yeah. I wonder what she had to say to me.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to find out what she needs to write down from your childhood.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll just be the word bad.
Or sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice, but I don't think that's coming for a while. No. Shouldn't think so.
Oh, it's all very real, isn't it?
The thing I remember from my childhood is one time the
my antique weatherboards and how to polish them.
One time the spaniel got into the stamp collection and he licked all of them before I could get a chance. And then whenever I would lick one of the stamps, it would taste like dog instead of the queen or whatever had had on it.
What a sticky situation.
Oh.
I wonder what the queen does taste like.
Oh, God. Probably dust and gold.
Coins.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I would say the queen would taste like a gem left in a vault.
Yeah. Why don't we just put the other side of the queen's face on the other side of the coin? And why don't they put the front of the queen's face on the ridge of the coin? Why don't we pay for things in queen faces?
Oh, man, you got to see this cool new coin I got. All queen, baby. You're turning it so she's looking at you. Whoa!
Bronze queen hands in your pocket.
Yes.
So much bigger than just a black coin.
The $1 coin is the queen just on all sides. The $2 coin is the same, but on one side she's got an eye closed, so she's winking salaciously.
The 50 cent coin is a life-size queen head.
Yes. Just carting it around, chucking it at someone. Yeah. Like, hey, buy yourself a coffee.
Trying to
have a few of these.
Trying to flip it like a punk, but you're just breaking your thumb.
Yeah. Oh, well, turns out it's heads. They should have that. They should have a version that's like the queen, but it's, just her staring vertically out, and then the other side is the bottom half of the queen.
Yeah.
Oh, so it just runs in. So if you spin it on something, it's just like she's like,
ugh, stop it.
Hmm.
No.
Full-size queen.
Full-size
we got enough
queen.
Busts, you know?
What?
Or actually, we've got enough head on the
we've
coin.
Head
maybe
on
we
the
should
coin.
Get some titties on there, huh?
Get some titties on the coin.
I don't know if you know this. Elizabeth II has got them big natties.
Oh, Lizzie Dose? Big old tatas.
They actually, the Dose in that name refers to the twins. Queen Elizabeth with the two. The two big naturals hanging underneath that queen face.
Her mum only had one tit.
Yeah, and Elizabeth II improves on her in every conceivable way.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to search Queen Elizabeth II tits.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and my computer's shut down and I'm banned from using internet. No, look at these things.
May I see?
Yeah.
Ooh, good on you.
She's honked out.
Yeah.
Good on her. That's why they won the World War, because they were fighting for those.
Did they?
Mm. They won. That's why they got America in. They sent a single bikini picture of her to whoever was president at the time. And the entire armed forces did that thing where their tongues unroll out of their mouth and they went a wooga. Yeah.
She's old as hell
now, but look at these young photos of her, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still there. They're just down.
Longest reigning monarch.
Congratulations.
Right after her mum, I think, Victoria.
Oh, God. This photo of Queen Elizabeth II and Charles smiling looks like that one Aphex Twin clip.
So
they look
like
window licker, don't they?
It looks like they're sharing a face.
Oh, very bad.
But why are they both like foreheads first?
I don't know. They're both leaning forwards. I think him so he looks more like the Queen.
Man, he's got the same haircut as me in that photo. Sucks.
Brutal. Anyway, that's that big titty queen we all know and love.
Yeah.
It'll be such a shame when we bury those tits and by association, her.
Well, they'll be the last thing to get buried.
They're burying the queen and they're trying not to make a big deal out of it, but she has like a huge breast-shaped curve in the coffin. We're buried today, the queen and her wonderful breasts. Yeah. Immediately, as soon as she dies, Charles knows because he's sprouted a huge pair of tits.
Ah, the royal lumps.
Uh,
What do you think is like a reasonable thing to ask of a mortician who is like, because my dad did a very funny thing.
Yeah.
Do you reckon if I ask them?
Well, let's recap what he did.
I think we've told people, but basically he was lying in sort of, you know, the traditional way with his hands crossed over his chest, but the top one was flipping the bird.
Yeah.
Which was like really funny and it actually looked really good. I was like really happy with Julie, who positioned my dad's limbs and dick in the coffin. Thank you, Julie!
Yeah, he asked to be buried with flipping the bird, but he also wanted to be tucked, right?
Yeah.
Bury me face up, but my dick pointing to hell.
Yeah.
So I can fuck the devil when I get there. I want to have the heads up on that bad boy.
Yeah, I was wondering if I was like, hey, can you just put me face down?
I want to be buried vertically.
Like, yeah, bury me up. Can you bury me up?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm just like, I've never done the splits, so when I die, could you give me like a T-shaped coffin?
Yes. Oh, my God, we're going to be digging Demi a very complicated hole. But hey, I know this is a weird request, but can I, just when I be buried, I need to be the long Tetris block and I want to be slotted in.
I was just about to say, so I want to be the T tetromino and you put me at the bottom of the mausoleum. And
right.
When my son dies, he is the Z-shaped tetromino. Uh-huh. And then he can be sort of in a sitting position just above me.
Yep.
And then if you want, you can be the long tetromino.
Yes, finally, I'm getting in there, spending some time with Demi and her son.
And I mean, I guess, you know, if we could do it again, Dad would just be the square.
Yeah, is there some kind of round tetromino?
That was a nightmare that I used to have when I was... Oh, man, don't laugh at me about this. It's real. I used to have nightmares. All right, let me talk about it. I used to have Tetris dreams all the time because I would play Tetris nonstop online.
Yeah.
When I used to play on Tetris Friends online before Tetris 99 was a thing.
Yeah.
And so I would play constantly all day, and then I would have nightmares where like I would be clearing lines, you know, for like 20 lines, and then just a round tetromino would come down, and I'd be like, what the fuck? And then nothing would fit.
No, no.
No, no, no.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that's been this ep.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Subscribe on the Patreon, patreon.com/bigsofttitty if you want an extra episode of Fortnite. We got Twitch streams, both of us, twitch.tv/TomWalkerIsGood, twitch.tv/DemiLardner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that you had Tetris nightmares.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah. The only thing that I've had is just a sleep paralysis of someone standing at the edge of my bed.
That fucking sucks. Wasn't it Johnny?
I thought it was Johnny, and then I thought it was our friend Johnny, but then as I focused in, I was like, Johnny, oh, no, this is a horrible figure. This is a shadow being.
Yeah. Sucks.
No good.
Sucks. The Patreon, I think, is good value, though. I have started working on the newsletter, which hasn't really come out yet, but I'm sending out the newsletter, and the bonus eps, I think, are really fun.
Bonus eps rule. If anything, really like they're better than these trash.
Maybe we could, I don't know. I really like recording now, so if we do better, let's just bring out more bonus eps.
Yeah, we've finally gotten to the point where we enjoy spending time with each other.
That's not, don't be like that.
Okay, it's like goodbye.
No, don't be like, oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
We're starting to, I don't like you being jokingly negative about our relationship.
Up? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I love you very much.
I love you very
much. We love spending time with each other and talking.
We'll cut this. And we have no strong feelings about Harry Potter is going to be released very soon. We had our artwork done by very talented James Fosdyke. And we finished the first movie. So now we're going to start recording the second movie and releasing the first movie as its own season.
Yeah, and stay tuned as to whether we will change the theme song from just the Doctor Who theme song or not.
Yeah, let's see if we get sued, huh?
Bye.
Bye.
Toodles. Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.